Market signals in cattle have many producers considering expansion, whether with retaining heifers for replacements or in running grass calves. Both scenarios will require feed, but pasture outlook is still uncertain. Ag product expert Justin Frichte with Renovo Seed encourages producers to consider annual forage blends for grazing, taking some pressure off perennial pastures.
Blends, if they're going in early, kind of a base of a cereal grain like a forage oat, triticale, combined with some Italian ryegrass as a very persistent grass, and then probably some hybrid brassicas like the Winfred, the Graza radish, the Hunter brassica, kale.
Cool season annual forages grow quickly and can be ready to graze in roughly 60 days. Warm season annual forages can be a second option. Planted in early summer, these forages can fill a summer pasture slump, offering high quality grazing in late July and August.
They're kind of a base of either a pearl millet or a sorghum sedan grass. Those regrow very well when managed correctly. And so we're using some of these BMR brachytic types of those that have better persistence and good tillering ability, and then combining with some of those same brassicas and then throwing in maybe a grazing legume, cowpea, mung bean, something like that that's got good heat tolerance.
Frichte reports annual forages will produce more tonnage than perennial pastures and will die off over winter, freeing acres back for cash crops if desired.
So it's a quick surge of production, and it's just one year. It's not going to tie up your crop rotation. You can go back to corn. Maybe next year the prices look a little more favorable.
Annual forages offer flexibility to capitalize on profitable beef markets. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.